Good Thursday morning, beloved, and thank you for making that choice to join me on this beautiful Thursday morning to read God's Word together. What a wonderful way to get our Thursday morning started. Amen. Today we're going to be in Isaiah chapter 33. Today's reading begins with a cry for God's help, followed by a warning about how the Lord's power will be unleashed on sinful people. Jerusalem's glorious future is described in a righteous king will rule the land. And, of course, God's saving words for us this week have been justice and peace. So let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 33, beginning at verse 1. Our enemies are doomed. They have robbed and betrayed, although no one has robbed them or betrayed them. But their time to rob and betray will end, and they themselves will become victims of robbery and treachery. God will have mercy on us. We have put our hope in you. Protect us day by day and save us in our times of trouble. When you fight for us, nations will run away from the noise of battle, and their belongings are pounced upon and taken as loot. How great the Lord is! He rules over everything. He will fill Jerusalem with justice and integrity and will give stability to the nation. He always protects his people and gives them wisdom and knowledge. Their greatest treasure is their reverence for the Lord. The brave are calling for help. The ambassadors who tried to bring peace are crying bitterly. The highways are so dangerous that no one travels on them. Treaties are broken and agreements are violated, and no one is respected anymore. The land lies idle and deserted. The forests of Lebanon have withered. The fertile valley of Sharon is like a desert. And Bashan and on Mount Carmel, the leaves are falling from the trees. The Lord says to the nations, "Now I will act. I will show how powerful I am. You make worthless plans, and everything you do is useless. My spirit is like a fire that will destroy you. You will crumble like rocks burned to make lime, like thorns burned to ashes. Let everyone near and far hear what I have done and acknowledge my power. The sinful people of Zion are trembling with fright. They say, 'God's judgment is like a fire that burns forever. Can any of us survive a fire like that?' You can survive if you say and do what is right. Don't use your power to cheat the poor, and don't accept bribes. Don't join with them who plan to commit murder or to do other evil things. Then you will be safe. You will be as secure as a strong fortress. You will have food and water, food to eat and water to drink. Once again, you will see a king ruling in splendor over a land that stretches in all directions. Your old fears of foreign tax collectors and spies will only be a memory. You will no longer see any arrogant foreigners who speak a language you can't understand. Look at Zion, the city where we celebrate our religious festivals. Look at Jerusalem. What a safe place it will be to live in. It will be like a tent that is never moved, whose pegs are never pulled up and whose ropes never break. The Lord will show us His glory, and we will live beside broad rivers and streams, but hostile ships will not sail on them. All the rigging on those ships is useless, and the sails cannot be spread. We will seize all the wealth of the enemy armies, and there will be so much that even the lame can get a share. The Lord Himself will be our king, and He will rule over us and protect us. No one who lives in our land will ever again complain of being sick, and all the sins will be forgiven." And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 33, verse 23, where Isaiah writes, "The Lord Himself will be our king and will rule over us." You know, this passage of scripture can be a little bit confusing because it's jumping back and forth between the time that God has established Jerusalem and all the nations are subdued, and they've turned to God, and the world is enjoying the rule of Messiah from Israel. But before that can happen, there is going to be a time of great trial and a tribulation, wars and rumors of wars, the Bible says. And that is some of the references that is being made in this passage of Scripture about the boat sailing in and you know, trying to destroy and make captive and all that. And then Israel will overcome them because, as the Bible tells us, yes, the whole world will be turning against Israel, almost, I should say, the whole world. And it will look like the end for Israel, but then God will intervene and there will be a mighty, mighty victory. And the Bible does talk about the loot, the weapons will burn for, you know, such a long time, so great the carnage will be on the enemies of God. But I love that verse 24, no one who lives in our land will ever again complain of being sick, and all sins will be forgiven. Isn't that wonderful, beloved? To be in a place, to exist in a time when there will be, excuse me, no more sickness, and all sins are forgiven. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, you are my King. Reign in my heart forever. You are like a fortress, and in you I am safe and secure. All who worship and praise you are shown your glory. Thank you for your mercy and steadfast love. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning to an end, beloved. Went a little long today. Please forgive me for that. But tomorrow we'll be in Isaiah chapter 42, where the Lord's servant is described. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you and your family.